And Jeff, finally, I think the biggest winners today are Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce. Clearly, the Ravens need to get better on offense, personnel-wise, especially up front. But if track record means anything, it's that those two could be poised to have huge years.
Yeah, and I'd throw Joe Flacco in there, too. You know, everyone acts like Matt Schaub is garbage.
He's not.
He struggled. Last time I checked, he made two Pro Bowls last year, and their passing offense has been really highly ranked during his career there. Obviously, he lost his way a little, and that happens. But, they're going to become a down. They're going to get back to downhill running. I think Rice and Pierce are going to have some company. I mean, I found it interesting when Eric DaCosta talked to my colleague Aaron Wilson last week at the Senior Bowl. Eric listed the first priority as a running back. Huh. Now, it was just the order where he listed things in. I don't take from it that's their number one goal, but it was the first thing he said. But, they're going to get back to that. The Texans have always run the football. The Broncos ran the football. For Joe Flacco to be as good as he he's capable of being, they need to have a good running game. So, that's definitely going to play a big part of it with Pierce and Rice. But what Bears watching is what they do up front. I mean, there's a certain style that goes along with their coaching. They like a really athletic, mobile offensive lines. And I don't think the Ravens have that right now. I think they have a couple pieces. I think Osemele, Yanda, I think a re-signed Monroe, they would fit all in there. But the Ravens are going to need to restructure a lot of what they do on offense with the personnel. And as you said, it's going to start up front.
Kind of a new day for the Ravens offense, it seems. We'll see what they do personnel-wise. I said the same thing you said, though, Jeff, about Matt Schaub, that he's not a garbage quarterback. At worst, he's been middle of the road over the last few seasons, and they've had some really big seasons. So it's foolish just to look at what happened there last year with a whole lot of injuries as well.
Yeah, if you say that, Eli Manning's garbage, too. I mean, nobody struggled through more interceptions than he did last year. And last time I checked, he has two Super Bowl rings, and I think he's been MVP in both. So they did a lot of very good things on offense in Houston. They bottomed out. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. But they've developed some of the best players at their position in the NFL there under Kubiak and Dennison. So they come with a very good track record. As you said, it's a really interesting, good hire. I think it's a bold move. This is a team that was eight and eight, but has gone to the playoffs the previous 5 years, and they've now made extensive changes along the coaching staff. So it shows you that it's not going to be complacency, and they're prepared to do whatever it takes to get back to the playoffs. And today was a huge step toward that.
They are very serious. It does seem that way. Jeff Zrebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, I look forward to reading all about tomorrow.